It is 19 minutes before 9 o'clock.
It will be a busy month for members of the Halifax Pride Committee. Gay Pride Week is coming up soon, and then the annual Pride Parade. And beginning tomorrow, businesses in Halifax will be canvassed to help promote the events. For a preview, we're joined by Norval Collins. He is chair of the Halifax Pride Committee.
Good morning, Norval.
Good morning.
Give us a better idea now of all the events that are coming up in July.
Well, the Pride activities start with a whole week. When we begin with an ambassador party and selection, ambassador being someone to represent the Pride community over the next year, continues on with a big opening party on Monday night at Reflections, and continues through the week with a number of different festivities, art, and shows. And the big day is Saturday, the 20th of July, which has the Pride Parade, and ending with a large reception at Sackville Landing.
Now, in the past, the parade was tied in with the one in Toronto, but now that parade was held last week. So why the change this year?
There's always been a question of whether Halifax was suffering a bit by people wanting to go to Toronto. And we've, for a number of years, wanted to help the Halifax Pride Festival grow. Vancouver last year reported $30 million coming into the city because of Pride. Montreal reports over $40 million from the Pride Festival in Montreal. And we really think that there's a great opportunity for Halifax in general to make this into a much more major event, attracting people from across North America. And so we wanted to move it so that we didn't have a direct conflict and competition with Toronto or Montreal. So in fact, the date was selected to avoid that kind of conflict with other prides and to allow us to develop activities here and attract more people and make it a lot more fun and I think to bring revenues into the city.
So over the years, the weekend, the parade itself have grown. How has it changed in the way that the events are organized and as well received?
I think the biggest change is that when Pride events began, it really followed Stonewall and the whole introduction of gay rights and freedoms. And for many years, Pride parades were a protest and really action asking for more equality and rights. But because of the substantial advances that have been made, today it's much more a celebration, particularly in Nova Scotia, of things like having registered domestic partnerships, having permission to adopt, being considered a legitimate part of society. So things like chants in the parade have largely disappeared, and that's part of the whole evolution of Pride into a festival that involves everyone and actually celebrates diversity.
And as I understand it, to help you celebrate, you have a special guest coming in for the parade.
We do indeed, and we're incredibly excited to have Mark Hall, the 17-year-old who was initially banned from attending his prom at Catholic High School in Ontario. He'll be arriving in Halifax on Thursday, and we'll be doing a number of different media events on the Friday, and he'll be our Grand Marshal in the Pride Parade on Saturday. There's a number of things that are organized around Mark's visit, dinners. He's going to be at lots of different events, and we're really very excited about it.
And why Mark? What does he represent?
Well, the big story behind Mark is that, in fact, there are continuing legal challenges. Although he was allowed to attend his prom, there are the Catholic School Board has continued with legal action, and this, in fact, is going to probably become a pivotal case in the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and the question comes down to the freedom of religious expression versus the freedom of rights related to sexual orientation. So it's going to be a really quite fascinating case as it continues. We don't feel that there's a lot of question on what the results are going to be, but one is never certain about the legal system, and it's certainly going to be very important to see how it works out.
Well, thanks for coming in. You're off canvassing Halifax businesses now. Good luck with that, and good luck with the events this month.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Norval Collins is the chair of the Halifax Pride Committee. Pride Week